asleep. When's he ever going to be any fun? All he ever does is eat and sleep.
Yes, eat and sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
Making it through. It's a Monday morning. We all have our issues.
Yes.
But it's nice to be back in the studio with some company. Last week it was very lonely, Kat. I really needed you.
I'm so sorry. And I didn't mean to abandon you. I just feel horrible.
I'll have to tell you, my listeners know, but I thought the studio was haunted last week. It was very creepy. All the phone light was going off, but no one was picking up the phone. It was very strange. It was very odd. And it's nice to have someone back here in the studio to confirm that I'm not losing my mind. But all right, it's probably, I don't know, what, 41 degrees outside? What would you say?
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. So it's going to be, might be a nice day, might not be. I haven't looked at the weather, honestly. So it's anyone's guess.
We'll update you later.
Yeah, but it's not raining right now, so take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got the same crap as always. Catherine wants to do a spicy show today, so
I guess
she's got a lot to say.
Twitter.
We got some large opinions here on Monday Morning Madness, but we'll start this show the way we always do. The best damn music you're going to hear this early in the morning. Only one on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's best radio station. This is, of course, Genesis.
Love it.
One, he's going to count. There he goes.
Down on my left again. your man? Who is my woman? Where is my heart that loved inside? What makes a man fall for a woman? What makes a thing she can take it back? In a wonderland,
next song is playing. Man, what happens on Monday mornings? That was Lavender Kiss by The Licks, as suggested by Catherine herself.
I don't know. It's just very relaxing.
Yeah, we're trying to have a nice Monday morning. Ooh, that coffee, like I'm sweating a little bit now.
It was a warm cup.
Yeah. A nice warm cup. I wish you could see our routine here in the studio every morning. We come in and we pour a cup of like boiling hot coffee in the break room, and we try to drink as much of it as possible between like 7:56 or 6:56 and 6:58, and then we rush in here and then we turn on music and then we rush back out to the break room and try to drink all of the coffee.
By that time it has cooled down to at least a drinkable level.
So now Catherine and I are just like buzzed up on some coffee,
because
you know
who eats breakfast at 6:30 in the morning?
I had a carrot cake, whatever they're called today, Cliff Bar. Surprisingly, no, you'd think, right? You'd think it sounds like a gross flavor, but it's actually pretty good.
I mean, I love carrot cake. Just the thought of putting it in Cliff Bar form.
Yeah, I know,
repulsive.
I know. That's the thing. It was very interesting, but it's pretty good, and it's got little chunks of cream cheese in it, and
all right,
so would recommend of all of the Cliff Bar flavors. It's pretty good.
Good.
But anyway, anything you want to mention before we get down to business, Catherine?
So Adam and I have a great friendship that spans many different medias and forms. And so on Twitter, we tend to, you know, have some real takes, some spicy takes about what's going on in the world, about what's going on in our lives. And, you know, just with all the current political climate, there's been really interesting things going up on Twitter.
There certainly have.
And it's just like this whole thing that we've talked about a couple times, like in our time as friends, of just, you know, how do I go about this? Just, it's so interesting that Twitter holds so much power.
Yeah.
And like the things that people say on Twitter carry so much weight. And just, you know, the corporate meaningless statements, like that when corporations try to take a moral stand and like promote themselves on Twitter for like current political climate things. And you just want to grab people by the shoulders and be like, it doesn't mean anything. This doesn't mean anything. Like, this doesn't change anything. It has no power. And it's just like, the greatest example I can come up with there was this whole article a couple months ago that was like the CEO of Coachella, or like the owner of Coachella.
Yeah, you remember that
like
whole thing?
Coachella presented as like this whole liberal thing, like cool, music festival, it's great. But then it came out that the owner of it, like, gives money to anti-LGBT causes. And, like, he's allowed to do that. He's a private citizen. But the thing is, like, the money, the enormous wealth that he has comes from us. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you supporting Coachella in turn allows him to, like, do this. And I know a lot of people that go to Coachella, at least on social media, are like, I don't believe in this type of thing. So I don't know. Yep. It's just the moral of the story is that was my soapbox of nothing we do matters. We have no free will.
And every corporate Twitter account other than Moon Pie and Taco Bell and Denny's
are evil.
Yep.
Like,
but Moon Pie, Taco Bell, and Denny's, those are some great accounts.
Really? Sorry, that was a little too serious for 7:16 in the morning, but...
No, I like it. We keep it real here on the station.
That's my...
We talk about our feelings.
And that's my spicy take.
Well, anyway, I had a spicy take last week talking about Drake's music video for God's Plan, where he goes around and gives away free money to people, which is like a nice thing to do, but seems like Drake is just bragging about how much money he has. And so for you, our humble listeners, I found a maybe possibly hopefully clean version of the song on Spotify. It doesn't have the explicit tag next to it, so I'm going to hope that Spotify, you know, has its stuff together enough.
Yeah.
But I'm going to watch anyway and make sure that we don't say any bad words, because the FCC is listening. If you're out there...
Well, the FCC already hates me about what I just said.
What Catherine just said, the FCC already hates us. So who cares? Whatever, we'll play. Anyway, for your cultural context, here's Drake with God's Plan, his newest single, One of Two.
Oh, gosh.
The clean version.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish and on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, no. I finesse down Western Road, like, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me. Turn the 02 into the 03, dawg. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, ayy, nope, ayy. Someone watching it close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, ayy, roll, ayy. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, ayy, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah, yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah.
she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, ain't the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations.
Boys, of course, there with good vibrations. Oh, let me turn my there we go. Now we're relaxed. All right, the Beach Boys there with good vibrations on Monday Morning Madness here on WMFO.
I have a story about the Beach Boys, or my mom told me a story, but it's a little slander.
I don't care.
So it's okay. Well, I know we have to get to PSA, so I'm going to try to keep it quick. Anyway.
Hey, we've got till 8 o'clock, whatever.
My mom was, when she was in college, I won't say, for protection purposes, but she was on like the rec council, so she was in charge of doing events.
Sure.
And so she like got in the process of like booking the Beach Boys to come, and she went to school in the early 80s, so it was like this is pretty cool.
The Beach Boys.
Like, it's pretty cool to have them come. And so she like gives it to one of her friends to like do the final phone call, sign them, get it closed. And apparently they wanted a guarantee of girls to be after the show. And like at this point, they're a little older, and the college my mom went to is an all women's college. So my mom was like, apparently the phone conversation was like, I mean, there probably will be girls that want to see you after the show, but I'm not going to guarantee that there are girls in the green room for you. And like, they didn't and they kept pushing it, and then her friend like hung up on them and was just like, "We're not doing it." And my mom was just like, "What do you mean you didn't book the Beach Boys?" And her friend told her what was going on, and she was like, "Oh yeah, we probably don't want them to
come." Seriously. Damn.
So that can creep you out.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, I didn't really expect that story to go that way.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
I was just looking, thinking of another story. A friend of mine, who shall not remain named, and not a friend of mine, a friend of a friend, was recently about to hook up with DMX.
What?
but vomited in his car. So anyway, that's something that can happen in 2018. I'm curious about the circumstances leading up to that, but I think that's a story that no one should ever pass up.
No, like, I want to know every detail ever.
Anyway, we got to listen to one of these PSAs. How about two at once texting while driving? That seems mildly appropriate. Great. Could be really depressing. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Marcy
and
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks
but
in. You should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
you later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
That's an effective one.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. That wasn't scary. How would you stop texting and driving, Catherine? By not driving?
That's so cruel. I mean, well, the thing is, yeah, I don't understand how people can text and drive. Because, I mean, the thing is, I can't walk and text.
Yeah.
If someone's talking at me or if I'm trying to have a conversation, I can't text. Like, texting does take a lot of concentration.
Yeah. So don't do it while you're driving, kids.
You heard it here, folks. Texting is hard.
Well, here's a little Curtis Mayfield for you. I've been listening to this album quite a bit, and this is a little bit less offensive than X Gon' Give It To You, I would say.
Great.
We all need a break after that one.
He lives
outside. I polluted air, and I didn't have to be here. You didn't have to love for me while I was just a nothing child. Why couldn't they just let me be? Let me be, let me be, let me be. I'm sorry, son, but all your mind is gone. Painful rip in my upper heel. I guess it's time to take another trip.
Thank you. its name. I have tried all kinds of ancient healing, still my heart is covered in clay. When my sister passed the bottle, when my brother passed that flame, under darkening mountain shadows, we will shout out into the
the Cat Empire there with Daggers Drawn. Oh, the Cat Empire. I get it, because like that's what we call you. That's pretty funny. Yeah. It's pretty cute.
It's one of my all-time favorite bands. I really recommend them. I got to see them live, and as you can tell by that song, they jam. And it's just so good.
So now you know if you're looking for something exciting to do whenever the next time they're in town.
Well, their 2018 tour is in Europe.
Wow, so you know all the facts, don't you?
Yeah, I joined the World Facebook fan page.
Did you get like a cardboard like fan page ring that you could put on in the cereal box or something?
I wish. That's the next step, definitely.
Anyway, ladies and germs, it's just about time for Monday Morning Madness to wrap up. We've got two more songs coming up for you. The first one is Michelle by The Beatles off of Rubber Soul, which I was just reading about while that song was playing. And interestingly enough, turns out Paul McCartney doesn't even speak French.
Great.
So who knows how he came up with the lyrics in French, but he did, and it's a lovely little piece.
Perfect.
So, and then, of course, we've got Fleetwood Mac to take us out, because you know how much we appreciate Fleetwood Mac on this show.
I kind of think it's hilarious that maybe it's just like a Tufts thing that like everyone loves Fleetwood Mac.
No, I think it's
Mac.
The whole world. Everyone loves Fleetwood
okay,
Mac.
Okay, good.
I mean, you can't not, you know?
Good.
Exactly.
Yeah, everyone loves it. All right. Well, folks, here we go with a little bit of Beatles, a little bit of Fleetwood Mac. Have a lovely week. Make good choices.
Look I know both ways. I will.
Yeah. Look both ways before crossing the street and, you know,
It's still flu season.
Yeah.
Cover your mouth.
Don't get into any cars with DMX either. Very important.
Yeah.
See you next week, everyone.
Bye.
Say the